Hey everybody, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from the unceded ancestral territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people here at UBC. I had a very punchy, fun intro planned, but I was listening to Miles's the end of Miles's show there, and he was talking about the final report on missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. And I wanted to start things off today then instead by reading a statement from a group of student journalists who were speaking in a student journalists or the Canadian University Press Association, speaking in opposition to a lot of the things that have been posted and published in places like the Globe and Mail, much more conservative news outlets, people denying the idea of genocide, and just wanted to give a little bit of extra space to people who are honoring the report and also leaning into the reality of all of the work that we have to do to actually embrace reconciliation and decolonization. So this is a statement from the Canadian University Press. So, quote, "This report is about deliberate race, identity, and gender-based violence," unquote, was from Marion Buller, the chief commissioner at the National Inquiry for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. So began the final report of the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls. With it began a slew of responses from media outlets across Canada, the majority of which criticized the report for its choice of the word genocide. The Canadian University Press is a national cooperative of post-secondary student publications. As such, we are the future of journalism in Canada. This is our response. Let us start by being absolutely clear. We at the Canadian University Press Association recognize and affirm the choice of the Commission in its use of the word genocide. Not only is it accurate, as laid out in the report supplementary report on a legal analysis of genocide, but it is in fact the only word that adequately describes what the final report refers to as national tragedy of epic proportion. By affirming the term genocide, we also accept the role of the media in this genocide, and we will not hide from the responsibility that results from this acknowledgement. CUP believes that taking offense to the use of the word genocide is in direct opposition to the role of the media, which is to hold government and institutions to account. The Canadian media is one such institution and must hold itself accountable by recognizing its role in perpetuating the systems that have allowed thousands of Indigenous women and girls to be murdered or to go missing. We at CUP acknowledge in particular the report's findings with respect to the media. For this, on behalf of Canada's student newspapers, we are sorry. The Canadian media has been complicit in upholding and perpetuating a settler colonialist system for far too long. As student journalists who will soon be entering the journalism profession, the Canadian University Press wants to break this cycle. For too long, the voices of Indigenous women, girls, and 2SLGBTQQIA people have been ignored or misrepresented in the media. We can no longer control these voices by being story takers or story suppressors. To tell the story right, we must start doing our part by amplifying them. And that's the end of the statement. So again, that was a statement from the Canadian University Press Association in response to the National Inquiry, the final report from the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, in response to what has been the complicity of more major news outlets with denial of genocide and ongoing colonization. So I can't speak for the entirety of CITR as an organization because I haven't spoken with the entirety of CITR as an organization, but on behalf of this show and myself, I stand in solidarity with this mindset and hope that we can continue to do work and improve upon the practices that we hold on to at CITR to honor the work of people who are trying to name violence and improve on it. So with that, I'm not exactly sure where to go from there. I'm gonna play our territory acknowledgement, and then I think I'm going to do the fun intro that I had planned because joy is a part of healing, and joy is a part of moving through things that are extremely painful and difficult, like this report. That said, I would encourage all listeners to take time and actually read it. If you haven't done so yet, take time and read it. Take time and also look at the response that's been coming from major Canadian news outlets and think about what that means. And reflect on your own complicity and discomfort with the use of words like genocide to describe the violence perpetuated against Indigenous women and girls and all Indigenous people in this country.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus.
All right, so you're still listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. In the background is one of our many Lord and Saviors, Britney Spears with Toxic. Thank you for listening from the top of the hour. And thank you for hopefully having an open mind and thinking through some of the things that I was talking about there a few minutes ago to do with the final report on missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, as well as what Miles Black was saying in the hour before, where he had Biwana and IMUR in studio talking about their brand new track, their brand new collaboration, which I'm going to be bringing to you later in the hour. I haven't been live in studio for a few weeks, actually. The last 10 days or so have been a bit of a whirlwind. I was away. I was in New York City going to see Bikini Kill and also doing some super queer tourism, looking at a lot of the art and history on display to do with the 50-year anniversary since Stonewall. So I have some thoughts on that, some thoughts on corporate pride and what it means to be in the middle of June, which is Pride Month around the world, looking at pride in Vancouver and what we as a city do to honor this period of time where we think about what queerness means and who are the people who benefit from the way that we have celebrated queerness. Even the term queer, lots of people have a lot of feelings about that word, and I know that it causes some rifts intergenerationally, and there are lots of people who don't feel comfortable with its use. So stick around. We're gonna get into all kinds of different things in this hour. But I want to start things off with a track from Bikini Kill. It was really wonderful to see them. I felt super privileged to get the chance. And in line with how difficult it is to just be human and absorb all of the complicated ideas that we're confronted with every day in the media, I wanted to play Feels Blind.
Does it fly past my eyes? Have it- used to loving you. You got me used to loving you.
That was Sleater-Kinney with a brand new one. It's just a single. It is called, sorry, I messed it up just before I came back on mic here. It's called Hurry On Home. Brand new one from Sleater-Kinney. They released tickets for a tour, which is very exciting. The last time I saw them, I took my mama as a Christmas present, and it was really great. So if you're able to get tickets, definitely do. They really, 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 really rip live. When I first heard the song, I wasn't sure about it. I've never been as big a fan of Carrie's vocals, but the more I listen to it, I think I'm into it. So hopefully you are too. I'll be interested to hear what people say. Just like the whole vibe around the production feels like a bit of a different direction for them. So I'm excited to hear what the rest of the record is like. Okay, last week I was in Toronto for a national campus community radio conference, which was very fun and informative. And I had the chance to meet the producer of a podcast called Homo Ground, which is, I want to say, the most successful queer music podcast in North America anyways. And it's run by this really wonderful woman named Lynn. And we had a couple really great chats, and they invited me to produce an episode. So I'm going to be doing that soon. I'm going to follow up with Lynn and we'll figure out dates and stuff, but that's super exciting. And I'm going to be focusing on Vancouver musicians. So one of the musicians that we were talking about who Lynn had actually heard of, but couldn't think of immediately was Kim Mortal, who released an incredible record, X Marks the Swirl, really recently. And one of my favorite tracks from that record is called Sad Femme Club, and I wanted to play it for you right now. So this is Kim Mortal with Sad Femme Club. Once again, you're listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM.
Dear goddess, give me patience, tired of trying to explain. I've got zero tolerance when they fuck with my sacred space. Bar the trolls, hit the corners for escape. Build the platforms, take up space. Code the scripts to infiltrate. Cause you're never not fighting a racist system that keeps powers in place and that fails to acknowledge the root of your pain. Took it too personal, over emotional. Where are you from? Are you beauty or brains? Over the top, I'm too little or too much. Damned if I do and I'm damned if I do not. Talking class, race, and the sex intersections. My feelings are valid and I won't dismiss them. I was taught not to trust my own mind and decisions. My body is my body. I won't give them an apology. Indoctrinated habits like smile, nod your head. I'll talk less, close my legs. What? That's exactly what I just said. Are you serious? If I lose my shit right now, will I just be dismissed right now? If I lose my shit right now, will I just be dismissed right now? Will I just be dismissed? Welcome to the Sad Fam Club, baby. You are enough. Hey, 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 hey. Welcome to the Sad Fam Club, baby. You are enough. Hey, 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 hey. Toxic masculinity is killing all the poetry. Hold my brothers back from free flowing with the sea. Our tears like the holy ink to sink a patriarchy, popping egos like balloons, cause we don't exist for you. Burn your eyes with tiger bombs, don't try to tell her to be calm. Colonial repercussions, any questions? CC the boss, she's the boss. Expert of self, they pray the moon, she raps and spells. I'm attuned to what you're numb to. Check my mood ring, did I ask you? No, I prefer my make-believe to their bullshit. I work within it, but at the end of shift, I build spectrums on the internet. I art attack cause I'm an empath. Foundations, Filipinx, no limits on how I choose to express. With my pixels and my queerness, you can't hold me back. If I lose my shit right now, will I just be dismissed right now? If I lose my shit right now, will I just be dismissed right now? Will I just be dismissed? Welcome to the Sad Fam Club, baby. You are enough. Hey, 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 hey. Welcome to the Sad Fam Club.
I can cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. It's my art. I can rage if I want to, rage if I want to, cry.
This is about me and what I am. I didn't want to make it a big deal, but I did want to make a song out of it. I just want to see who can relate, who's out there. You know, as I grow, I don't know if you can still relate. You know, and that's what I'm afraid of. I just want to relate to everyone. So
how many out there just like me? How many work on self-acceptance like me? Face a situation like me, I wonder, oh, how many out there just like me? How many others not gonna tell their family? How many scared to lose their friends like me? I wonder, feel energy, I see no gender. When I talk about fish, I wanna catch it, I'm a fisher. Now they debate on who I like, they wanna see a list of girls and boys out here so they can see if I'm a fisher. I tell them, ooh, come down, this ain't your life round. If you want to smile, if you happy for me now, I hope you can relate. If you can't right now, you might be a little later. You might never get it down, but who like
how many out there just self-acceptance like me? How many face a situation like me? I wonder, oh, how many out there just like me? How many others not gonna tell their family? How many scared to lose their friends like me? I wonder, I wonder.
Yeah.
That was Steve Lacy with Like Me featuring Daisy from his brand new record Apollo 21. Steve Lacy is incredible. If you haven't looked into him yet, absolutely do so. He also produces all kinds of amazing music with like very famous people because he's so talented. So take a minute and get on the Steve Lacy train. I was introduced to him by my partner and I'm like very into it. It's great. I'm going to take a little break here and then I'll be back with a postmortem on Music Waste, which is a DIY music festival that happened this past weekend in Vancouver and one of the best events in the city, in my opinion. So I'll be back on the air in a couple minutes with some tracks about that and some thoughts about the power of DIY. Once again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Shoes on a Wire, music by LGBTQIA2S plus musicians and women. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, radio world. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
Hey, don't tell your friends. Dumb are putting out a new album called Club Nights on Mint Records. Get your copy at their record release party at Redgate on Sunday, June 16th. Ask the band if you can go next at karaoke.
High school is not free in Kenya, East Africa. As well as tuition fees, families must find money for uniforms, including shoes, textbooks, calculators, dictionaries, pens, pencils, and more. For poor rural families earning the equivalent of $2 to $3 a day, this is often an impossible challenge. Will you help educate bright, very poor Kenyan youth to help them find a road out of poverty for their families? Just $50 a month will allow that to happen. Gifts of smaller amounts can be combined to give youth a chance through KEEF, the Kenya Education Endowment Fund, a registered, BC-based, volunteer-run educational charity. Tax-deductible receipts are available. Donations make great gifts for Christmas, graduation, anniversaries, promotions, etc. Gift cards are available. More information at www.kenyaeducation.org or you can call us at 604-415-9397, day or evening.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 19th to 23rd, 2019. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 30 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Julian Baker, acclaimed indie pop artist Japanese Breakfast, the incomparable hip-hop stylings of Rap City, experimental noise rapper JPEG Mafia, subversive hip-hop artist Leaf, raspy indie folk favorites Hop Along, anthemic grunge rockers Bully, and over 180 more artists still to be announced. To see the current lineup and to get your festival pass, visit sledisland.com.
Hey, you're still listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. And as promised, I'm going to talk about Music Waste. So this past weekend, I need to cough. I'm really sorry. One sec. Woo, we're back. Music Waste is a DIY music festival. It's run entirely by volunteer labor, and it's been going on for 25 years, which is wild. Like, nothing lasts that long in this city. And the fact that a volunteer-run festival that pays bands, like, what they can, but not a lot, and is just based on the love for community that so many people in the city have and the pure determination to refuse to let Vancouver become a cultural wasteland is incredible. Like, this is something that we need to celebrate and hold up because these people deserve so much love and support for the work that they do so that the underground music scenes in this city can flourish and have an audience and just feel supported and excited about existing. So it happened this weekend, started on Thursday night with an incredible showcase at Fortune Sound Club and went through till Sunday night. I managed to catch a few different shows bopping around, but One in particular that is always my favorite and has only been going on for 2 years now is the Music Waste Queer Showcase, which features a lineup of all queer acts. This year it was held at a queer-run venue called Clubhouse, which is in East Vancouver. And a ton of the performers were, in fact, trans and trans women. And a lot of the people who came out to the show were people who I'd never seen out before and people who I wouldn't normally see out at, like, one of the bigger queer parties in town that cost $15 to get into. So it was super powerful, really wonderful night, and created a lot of space for people who don't normally have a place to, like, hang out with their friends and see cool music and just, like, witness each other in a space that is super open and welcoming and safe to them. Good Night Out were there, which is a local organization who support safety and safer spaces and nightlife culture in Vancouver, just to keep an eye on everybody. If you're unfamiliar with them, you should check out their Facebook page if you can donate some money to what they're doing. They really deserve it as well. And one of the bands who played and really blew me away, I absolutely loved their set, was Kitty Prozac. They started out with a cover of a Weaker Than song that I can't remember the name of. It's the one about the cat. It's the one about the cat who's trying to get their owner out of depression. But they just, they really do, like, teenage angst fueled, like, power emo pop really well, and I wanted to play one of their demos on the show today. This is called Just the One of Us, so shout out Kitty Prozac.
But
That was Kitty Prozak with Just the One of Us. I've been informed that the cover that Kitty Prozak did at the Queer Showcase that I couldn't remember the name of a minute ago is called A Cat Named Virtue by The Weaker Thans, a Canadian gem. I'm going to play another song from the Queer Showcase at Music Waste. This is from Teenage Wedding, who are a band from Victoria. They came all the way over with all of their gear, and their parents drove them to come play the festival. And then they helped set up the patio at Clubhouse, which is just, like, what golden people. There are just so many good people who help contribute to these DIY events that you would never hear about, and I'm just like, it's a joy to witness. If you didn't make it to Music Waste this year, make it out next year. And this is Wow Signal from Teenage Wedding.
We'll be right back.
That's Pale Red with Tie the Blindfold. They were also on the Queer Showcase at Music Waste. So one of the big themes of my recent trip to New York was going to see a lot of the art and history that's being put up around the city to honor 50 years since the Stonewall Riots, which started the gay and lesbian rights movement in the States, or was one of the inciting factors, for sure, which started out, if you are not aware of what Stonewall is and what it signifies in LGBTQ history. It is Stonewall was a riot that started during a regular police raid of a gay bar in Greenwich Village called the Stonewall Inn. It's still there. You can still go. And rather than submitting to the raid, as people had done before, they fought back against police and started a riot on the street. They threw bricks, and a lot of people got arrested. And it kicked off 6 days of protest and rioting in response to police brutality against LGBTQ people. This year, the NYPD apologized formally for it for the first time, so that's an interesting thing to consider. And it's a really powerful moment to reflect on where we've come from as LGBTQ people and how much further there is to go. Up here in Canada, there's been a lot of talk and there's been a commemorative coin made about 50 years since the quote-unquote decriminalization of homosexuality in Canada, which is a bold claim. I think that the government did decriminalize certain specific acts to do with homosexual sex in 1969, but actually being an LGBTQ person was certainly not legal and was certainly not supported by the state starting at that point. So it's very interesting to have come from a place like New York, where there's tons of commemoration and thoughtful exhibition of queer art since the Stonewall protests and riots, which started Pride, looking towards today, whereas in Canada, we're doing a little pinkwashing at the governmental level. So approach all things with a grain of salt, take it with a grain of salt, and do your own research before commemorating things like 50 years of legal homosexuality in Canada. With that in mind, it's important to remember how important this time of year is to LGBTQ people to feel joy and feel validation in a public way, and do so through protest and through some partying. It's resistance, but it's also joy, and queer joy is resistance. So I wanted to play a couple tracks that run along with that theme. Also, these performers were at Music Waste. So this first one is from Devours, who closed out Saturday night at Redgate with ushering in a very sweaty and excellent dance party by Dame Vinyl. This song is called Taxidermy the Musical, and it's one of my favorites from his most recent record, Iconoclast. Please enjoy.
Get me to stop. My pride is all that I've got. It is what it is, and no one's gonna change me, 'cause I'm a goddess in my prime.
Don't try to shame me for my pink shoes, limp wrist, or unabashed love of Beyonce. I'm flaming and I'm happy as fuck. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, you'll know exactly where I stand. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, show me what it takes to be a man. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, you'll know exactly where I stand. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, show me what it takes to be a man.
I want to offer a content warning for this next track. It is by IMUR and Biawana. It's called Fever, and there is explicit mention of queer sex in it. So you're welcome to tune out to all of the other radio stations where all of the songs are about straight sex.
I've been running, running, running away from you. Don't know what these feelings are, but what's to lose? You are winning a million and making it easy to choose.
Easy to choose.
And your body's got me feeling kinda loose.
I love it when you bring me close to whisper, I'm your lover, vibing this emotion. Bringing me to a place of rapture, wrap your legs around me, put it in slow motion.
You make me a believer, and I ain't never coming down. That pussy give me fever, and I ain't never coming down. You got me on my knees, I wanna please ya. Show you my expertise, don't wanna tease ya. That pussy fire good, give me fever.
Touch your body, feeling the feeling on you. Touch your body, touch ya.
Got me tripping, tripping, tripping over you.
Trippin',
trippin', trippin', I got it bad and I don't know what to do. Cause you were back on making me work hard for you. Got me trying to keep up the tempo and light your fuse.
I love it when you bring me closer, whisper, I'm your lover, vibe on this emotion. Bringing me to a place of rapture, wrap your legs around me, put it in slow motion. You make me a believer, and I ain't never coming down.
I ain't never coming down.
That pussy give me fever, and I ain't never coming down.
touch your body, feel me feeling on you. Touch your body, feel me feeling on you. Touch your body,
touch you, touch you.
Touch your body, feel me feeling on you. Touch your body, feel me feeling on you. Touch your body, feel me feeling on you. Touch your body.
You make me a believer, and I ain't ever coming down.
That was Maneater with Hell, and that's my last track for the day. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM, and up next is Deliberate Noise. Nina, what's your theme today?
Canadian content.
Canadian content! It's SoCan season. If you don't know what that means, it's where we play Canadian artists on the radio, and they get a little tiny bit of money for it. So we try to play as much CanCon as possible. So stay tuned for Deliberate Noise, and I'll talk to you again next week, once again on CITR 4 p.m. Cheers, everybody.